Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Arnie Lukes here at the Freedom Forum, and I'd like to welcome Yves Potvin from Canada. Welcome, Yves.
Yes. Good afternoon. Good morning.
No worries. How's the weather over there, Yves?
Rain today. Rain
Rain,
today.
rain. Okay, it's not ice rain, is it? It's just rain.
No, it's about. Apparently, it went up to 8 degrees, but I'm not sure if they were right there because it was cool out there. I took the dog out for a walk, and it was kind of cold, But they said there was going to be a high of 8. And it's going to jump back down to probably 2 or 3 tomorrow morning. But I mean, we're heading for winter. We know that. So it's climate change,
Oh yeah, well, climate does change. It changes every season. That's right. In fact, it claims changes every day of every season. That's what climate does. It's interesting, Eve, you mentioned climate there, and I just want to actually bring up something that I that'll actually lay the groundwork for what I want to talk about, or what I'd like to talk for us to talk about today. This here is a paper I got from Technocracy News, and it's a definition of delusion. And I really think it's important that we actually look at the definition of delusion. It results from a deception when rational facts that expose the deception are rejected and ignored. So in other words, it's you can't take these facts as face value. You just refuse to accept them as facts and you ignore them, and therefore your position is one of delusion. I used the word the other day, and I think it's really, really important that people understand what I'm implying when I say delusion. That when we're the subjects that we're talking, they're not easy to understand. And the fact is, it's taken me years and years of effort in order to understand them, in order to place them on the table before you, and to deconstruct the delusion. And it started for me, it started at an early age. When I went to school, I was taught that there was 2 pound of apples, and what are 2 pound of apples worth? And I was told as a young child, 2 pound of apples was worth 1 shilling. We were pound, shilling, and pence when I was a child. 1 shilling. Well, in actual fact, 2 pound of apples is not worth 1 shilling at all. That is a delusion. What 2 pound of apples are worth in the real world is a matter of getting the seed, propagating it, causing an apple tree to grow, watering, nurturing the soil, feeding the tree, and then that's what it's worth. 2 pound of apple is worth effort. And then as a consequence, not only do you get 2 pound, but you might get 20 pound. You might get 200 pound off a tree. And that's what it's worth. But by placing the thought of 2 pound of apple, and there it is, the money system, into your mind as a young child, you're actually deluded. And so you actually have that state of delusion instilled in you from school, instead of relating to the real world. The real world being one of abundance, the real world being one of plenty. And if you want to source your food, you go to the real world. Whereas in a delusional state, you only ever go to the supermarket, and if the supermarket shelves are empty, then you have no idea where your food is going to come from. And it really is a matter of demesmerizing yourself in order to come to grips with the real world. I think that's really, really important. This delusion that starts from a very, very early age. Your thoughts, Eve?
Yeah, that reminds me of a gentleman that I commented on today on one of his site. And yeah, it is an apple is worth effort of picking it or the effort of watering the tree and all that goes with it. It's not, we've been brainwashed, delusion. We've been brainwashed into believing that was worth money. So it all depends what you want to do in life. Do you want to pick an apple or do you want to control the whole tree? Do you want it for yourself? And never want anybody unless there is something attached to it. You can have an apple, but it's going to cost you. And this is how I'm going to control the world. We can multiply that by many times if it's food and shelter, clothes. Okay, so they put every they put a price on everything, but you know what? It's not the money is only a method of exchange. It's not a value. It's a value to compare with that apple kind of thing, but it's not really. It's not really the it doesn't represent wealth. That's what I mean to say. It's hard to explain, but basically we're taught to put a price on everything, and it's only good if you if I want to buy an apple, I'm only got to spend a few cents, a few maybe a dollar. Nowadays, you can spend many dollars on a few apples. Yeah, you're right. It's we've been deluded into believing that the everything is equals money equals a the value is wrong. The value is not money. Mm-hmm. The value is the effort of doing all this work.
Mm-hmm. Now that's I completely agree with you, Eve. That we're confused about money as being something that is really only an abstraction. If you go to your bank account, you're on the internet, all you're looking at is images. You're looking at digitized images. And yet, if there was an extra zero on the end of your, or an extra two zeros or five zeros on the end of your balance at the time, you'd have a feeling of elation that, oh, look, I'm a squillionaire because I've got another five zeros on the end of my balance. But it's an abstraction. It really is an abstraction. It's trying to present something for you as this is what the numbers add up to. But they're really only numbers. Now, if you turned around and you said you're trying to weigh a kilogram or a pound, now there's a system of weights and measures, and they go to intricate detail to define the weight of an object. And if you turn around and you say, well, okay, I've got a bigger object and I've got the shuttle, the space shuttle and the rocket and all that, and it's hundreds of thousands of pounds. And okay, it's still only a system of measurement. You don't necessarily get excited about the extra weight. It's just an observable thing that's what it is, based on a solid system of measurement. With money, because money is manipulated, and the value is actually continually eroded through a tool called inflation. And in that, money itself never has a fixed, if you like, a fixed value. It's always transient. And through inflation, of course, if you happen to be a retiree, you've got a nest egg, you're looking for some sort of interest return on it, your well-being is based on that increasing in value of the money that you can harness some sort of income. And so it really becomes something that you're like a mouse on a wheel. You're forever chasing your own tail. You're trying to go faster and faster. And it's an abstraction, and it's certainly manipulated. And when we talk about global governance, we're talking about this manipulation of an abstraction. That's what we're talking about. And we, in a sense, when we look at the real world, we say, are the trees growing? Are the apples growing? I mean, seriously, are the apples growing? Are they, honestly, are the apples growing? The answer is yes, they are. And if there's a drought in this part of the country, they're growing in the other part of the country, but they're certainly growing. Is the wheat growing? Well, yes, it is. It's actually, there's plenty of wheat. In fact, we've got so much wheat, we can't even give it away. We're pushing it into the ocean to keep the price of the wheat up. Hey, let's stop on that. What did you just say? We're pushing the wheat into the ocean, we're destroying it, we're burning it, we're burying it to keep the price of wheat up. But isn't the wheat the real wealth? It is. And this is where the delusion starts. We have to deconstruct what we've learned from a very, very early age. The value is in the wheat. The value is in the apple. And it's only of value, real value, if it's on the table there to eat. And that's the purpose of the productive system. It's to actually place the apple on the table so that you can eat it. It's called consumption. The real cost of production is consumption. The real cost. The relationship between producing the apple and you eating the apple, that's what it's about. That's the purpose, if you like, of producing the apple in the first place, so that you can eat it. When we talk about the purpose of production is to make a profit, the purpose of production is to expand our market share, you follow that thinking through and you realize that, hang on, market share, an increasing market share, is really an act of war. It's an act of war against the other people who have happened to be apple producers, and those apple producers might be in another country. And then it becomes nation against nation to force your apples on someone else. And that's what we're looking at today, this mesmerization, this delusion. We're looking at nation against nation in order to place their apples on someone else's table to increase their market share. And it's got to the point where in the German era they said guns before butter. Well, it's no different in the American era. 50% of America's production is in armaments. 50%. How can you reconcile that? Guns before butter. The homeless need butter. The homeless need homes. The homeless need clothing. Here you are in winter. Guns before butter. It's no different in America than in Germany. And Germany so criticized and never forgiven, forever, irredeemable, because of these sort of that past government. But the same type of thinking is placed there on the table right in front of us. Guns before butter. And it is so, so wrong. Global governance puts an abstraction over and above placing the apple on the table. I'm always on about this thing about the homeless, because to me they're the ones who need the apple, and the system should provide it, and it's not. And we're following, if you like, we're mesmerized, we are deluded. Your thoughts, Eve?
If you listen to Bill Gates and those elites, they have different view. They think that we have to improve production. They think that they should improve the different countries' money system by, you know, making them liable for what they're going to buy in the future. Bill Gates has got a video right now, and he talks about the next 10 years between 2020 and 2030. And you talk about 5G and AI. So 5G is already here in some places, but it's not really in full output. AI is not really in full output. But I was listening to a scientist, and he says, this is what's happening. The cars are going to be driven by themselves. The countries are going to be controlled faster and better by having 5G. 5G is going to be and then one guy, you talk to him and he says, some people think that 5G is not very healthy, but he debunks that for some reason. So I heard differently from different sites, different people talk differently, but what's wrong with our production system? What's wrong with our, we throw so much stuff out. It's unbelievable. Why don't they look at the things that are going to last to start with, yeah, instead of multiplying production, which it's mindless. We're being deluded because delusion, I think you called it, is... we don't have enough, or we don't have. There's not enough work. We're completely being lied to, when the facts are right there that there is plenty of everything. There's just not enough money. That's a basic number that has to be added in the economy so that we can buy this stuff that's being produced, overproduced.
That's right.
There are cars, thousands of cars in fields in the United States that are being stored there because they can't sell them. The factories can't sell them. So what's wrong with this the way of thinking of these elites. That's what I mean. A friend of mine always told me, he says, you know, if you go door to door and you talk to some people and you talk to some smarter people and they say, social, you're crazy. And you would tell them, yeah, maybe I am crazy, but look at what the elites are doing. Look at the mess they're making of this earth. Yeah. I'd rather be crazy. Mm-hmm. So the delusion may be there for some, but for me, I tell you, I am with you as far as the way of thinking is going to be true. It's going to be 2 + 2 = 4, not 5.
Yeah.
And this is where we got to start.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's quite valid. Thank you for that, Eve. I always look at the production. I've got an echo coming through. It's really hard to concentrate with the echo coming through. All right. I look at the production. You talked about the cars and people who would like to buy cars, but they can't because they don't have the money to buy the cars. You look at the homeless. They'd like to buy food, but they've got to go cap in hand for a green stamps or whatever it is, in order to get the food, and they've got to go through the third degree. This is all wrong, and it's to do with cap in hand. It's to do with controlling people. And going, you know, you talked about the enslavement of people, that the only source is to go through them in order to be fed. And it is so wrong, because we go to the earth, we go to the soil, we go to the rain, the air, all these free gifts from God, and there is the source of life. We came from the earth. We are biologically constructed of particles, cells, atoms from the earth. This is, we are very much a part of it, and so our life forces that are in us are derived from there. And we've been reading recently about how important the gut microbiome is, the microbes in the gut, and how that the vitality of the mind, of the brain, is fed from the vitality of the microbes in the gut. How digestion is so important, and how chronic illness, really the first thing to consider is, what are you eating and what are your gut microbes short of? What are the things? So you concentrate on that. Now, even before this forum, I think about, what does my brain need in order to work through the forum? Is my vitality up? You know, you say I might have a coffee or a glass of water. I might have some honey, because honey actually does feed the brain. The night before, you think about molasses. Molasses actually feeds the gut microbes. And these are all things, kombucha, you know, my wife's talking about making our own. In order to feed the gut, in order to feed the body, we are so aligned, attuned with the earth and what goes on. And yet, an abstraction dominates our thinking. It dominates us, and you know, considering money as the be-all and end-all, it is, it's wrong. It actually should just be a system of counting, and that's all it should be. And it's taken out of all proportion, and generally taught from a young age, delusional. Okay, your thoughts, Eve?
Yes. Molasses. I love molasses. I don't have any in this house, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. Usually we used to have some molasses. Basically what I want to get at is, I don't know if you, I'm sure you'll agree with me, Ayn, is that, you know, we've been doing these freedom forums for many months, and we've gone quite a few programs, a few videos, and you've made some with other people, and we all kind of centralize the problem, and we know what it is. It's either, like you mentioned it there, global governance or C.H. Douglas' social credit. And I think that in this particular forum, I would like to concentrate maybe on the tutorial or the teaching of social credit, mm-hmm. to encourage people to form groups, doesn't matter what it is, mm-hmm. as long as they have in mind to learn the truth about the economy. Mm-hmm. How does the economy work? How come we have such problem? And people will get together and maybe talk about the problem a little bit, but we pretty well know what the problem is. But what we don't talk about much is how are we going to solve the problem of we don't want global governance. Are we going to solve something that's not communism?
Yeah.
Are we going to solve freedom? Mm-hmm. And I think the education of the people by teaching them the truth. Mm-hmm. I went to a jewelry store on Saturday. I was doing door-to-door in the businesses on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And people listened to me, you know, like one of them threw me out. But all the other ones, they didn't throw me out. They talked, you know, oh, that's very interesting. Let me read this and I'll call, you know, I'll call you back or I'll donate or whatever. So the last person I thought I would get subscription out of is a jeweler. Mm-hmm. A jeweler. So here's a jeweler that definitely must be thinking about what's going on in the world, economy-wise. I'm sure that he has. And so the other ones are all wondering, because who am I to go in their shop during business hours, disturb them from their business? They want to do business that day, so I'm disturbing them. Mm-hmm. So, but I gotta disturb them, because this is a major problem that we have. So this guy read something in the magazine. Oh, it looks, I like this, you know, it was about the goldsmith.
Yeah.
So perfect article for him, because he's a jeweler.
Yeah.
Oh, so I like this. So I asked him, I said, would you help us if you believe in what we do to maybe donate or get a subscription to our magazine? Comes out, it's not very much, but I got to ask, it's $20 for 4 years. Would you mind helping? Oh, no problem. And he handed it over $20 for 4 year subscription. But, you know, it's something that's going to keep going. He's going to receive the updated information. Uh-huh. And some people maybe will take it further. It says, you know, I'm going to form some friends. I'm going to get some friends here and we'll talk about this, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Yeah. We don't know what it's going to do. But I think that if we inform people all the time, like you're doing in your podcast, maybe something will come out of that.
Yeah.
Something will definitely come out. People have to learn, because they're getting sick and tired all the time. The poor students in the States, what are they going to do? They can't pay their debts. My grandkids can't pay their debts. They can, but they're going to have to work for, you're going to have to wait 10 years before they get a job, a proper job to pay for their debt.
That's right.
It's awful. It doesn't have to be that way. What I tell people when I go out. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk to people. I'm not really looking for money or anything like that. I just want to talk to people to open up their mind and say, what's going to happen? And if you throw me out, I'll put a last word in. Listen, this is an important issue. We have to wake up and look at this, because if we wait until it's too late, then what's the sense, you know? We have to keep on informing people and talking to people, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to visit. I do businesses because they know more people. They have people in their surrounding. And I can leave a bunch of leaflets, you know, and they're really interested. They'll tell their employees or whatever, just like you might do with your family or your friends.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important that we start, that we keep on informing people and telling them about this.
Yeah.
Even if you get shut out or something like this, I mean, there's always going to be people because they don't understand right away. Uh-huh. Maybe they need a little bit of coaxing, you know, like just a little word to say, you know, yeah, I never thought about that. You know, maybe, yeah, that's important. It's a good issue. Thank you very much for coming here today, sir. Mm-hmm. And I leave them a leaflet, and they maybe read it, maybe they don't. Who knows? We don't know what's going to happen after we leave. But I think I like to be part of that education that maybe eventually we'll get a whole bunch of students. Mm-hmm. And who knows?
Yeah. No.
What do you think, Ernest?
I think that's an excellent idea, Eve. I'm going to cut across to the Michael Journal, the website, and highlight that our viewers, they can go there, they can look under subscriptions for it, the books. Archives are excellent, articles are excellent. The web page itself is very, very good and is certainly the first port of call if you're looking to develop your thinking. And that to me is what I'm suggesting, is in order to not be deluded, but actually place things in perspective. Now, the ALOR is also another source, Australian League of Rights. In the library, you'll find the you'll find hundreds of PDF books, and in there, so that you find the information necessary to help your understanding of what's actually going on in the world today, and what you can actually do about it. But the first thing is to take off the blinkers, take the cotton wool from the eyes, and actually look at the real world. And the apples that are there are plentiful. The apples that are there are plentiful. The cars that are there are plentiful. In fact, manufacturing. I'll cut across to you, and I'll do it right now because it's the best way to illustrate it. I actually had a look at the history of the Niagara Falls and the power generation. I went there, and I think it's important because I'm not going to answer that question for you, but you realize that, hang on a sec, electricity, 1895, 1880, that's only 130 years ago. 130 years we've had power generation as something that's harnessed and is distributed throughout communities. 130 years. That's not long. In 2 years' time, next week in 2 years' time, I celebrate the birth of my father 100 years ago. Now, we're talking the birth of my father 100 years ago, and here is Niagara Falls. 130, 150 years ago was the first, the infancy of utilizing hydroelectric power and distributing it through cities. And I think that that's absolutely amazing that this has happened in such a short time. It's an evolution of a phenomena, and the phenomena is industrialization. That's what it's about. The day of having to work to produce the apple is past. Now machines will do it for us. Technology will do it for us. The apple is there. But the method of distribution, the financial system, is found wanting. It is nowhere near adequate. You don't have enough money to buy what is produced. That is the simple equation for it. Douglas observed it. It's actually 100 years ago this month that Douglas wrote the foreword to his book Economic Democracy. 100 years ago. And Economic Democracy highlighted that the coming of the industrial age of automation, advanced control, we look at it. We had steam power, we went to electrical power, we now went to advanced control, automation, robotics. This is where we are, the fourth industrial revolution. We're in the midst of it, a time of absolute productive abundance. And that is your inheritance. That technology is your inheritance. And you're not receiving it. The global debt is a reflection of that inheritance that has been pilfered from you by the financial system. It's a fraud. You need to stop with the delusion and start looking at the real world and the abundance that is there. The abundance that is there. Eve, closing comments, please.
Yeah, been 100 years.
Yeah.
Close to a little bit more, maybe, but about 100 years. And C.H. Douglas came right at the right time. So we went from horse and buggy and not really any running water to today, where cars are driving themselves and everything is done automatically. The only thing that has lagged behind is the money system, the financial system is still horse and buggy. It hasn't changed its technology. So that's what we have to change. That's what we have to tell people. That's what has to happen. And it's called social credit. And I'll leave it at that.
That's beautiful. And I'll remind our viewers, thank you for that, Eve. It has been a beaut year, and I have really, really enjoyed having you on this forum. This is our last broadcast for this year. We'll pick it up the second week in January. This is Australia traditionally has 4 weeks off. Everyone has 4 week break, whether it's over Christmas or not, but they have a 4 week break every year. So we're pretty fortunate, but in actual fact, we could easily afford to have more than a 4 week break every year. In fact, Merry England, they had 150 holy days, 150 holy days a year. And of course, with the advanced control robotics automation that we've got, how hard do we need to work? It really is a time of plenty, but we're not seeing it. And so we'll continue on with the education, because that's Eve has actually laid the groundwork for next year, that we will actually work through the lessons, the social credit lessons that are placed in the libraries of the Michael Journal, and also in the ALOR libraries. You'll find it there. There's hundreds of years worth of study and scholarship, and you will be pleased if you pursue it. I know that I am pleased, and it has been a removal of the blinkers and a renewing of your mind. And we're told to renew our mind, and the fact is, renewing of your mind is something that continues every single day. Thank you so much, Eve. It's been a beaut year. I've really enjoyed it. Loved having you on the forum.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. No worries. Cheers, ladies and gentlemen.